Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Canada, Chinese premier sees more Falun Gong rallies. London, film exposing China's organ harvesting crimes invited to premiere in House of Commons. Four Harbin residents subjected to forced blood draws after suing former Chinese dictator. Romania, residents from all walks of life support Falun Dafa. Tianjin couple appears in court again. New lawyers defend their right to practice Falun Gong. And Australian car tour receives strong support. Now for the stories. Canada, Chinese premier sees more Falun Gong rallies. After encountering Falun Gong rallies in New York City earlier this week, Chinese Premier Li Ka-shing once again saw peaceful protests by the group while visiting Ottawa, Canada, in the latter part of the week. On the way from his hotel to Parliament Hill, Falun Gong practitioners held banners that read, "Stop the persecution," "Bring Jiang Zemin to justice," and "Falun Dafa is good." Canadian members of Parliament Peter Kent and Jason Kenney spoke at the Falun Gong rally in front of Parliament Hill on Thursday. They called on Li Ka-shing to help bring the former communist head Jiang Zemin to justice for his crimes in the persecution of Falun Gong. Jason Kenney, who has served in the House of Commons for 19 years, shouted in Chinese, "Falun Dafa is good," at the rally on Thursday. He called upon the Chinese premier to respect the human rights of Chinese people. MP Kenney thanked Falun Gong practitioners for passing on the important message that reminds Canadians not to take human rights and freedom for granted. Peter Kent, the chair of Parliamentary Friends of Falun Gong, spoke about the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, who, as then head of the Chinese Communist Party, launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999 and personally directed it. MP Kent said that Jiang's crimes have been recorded in detail and more than 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners have filed lawsuits against him since May 2015. He urged the Chinese government to indict Jiang and stop the persecution of Falun Gong. 1 month ago, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau received 120,000 signatures before his G20 summit trip to China, which urged him to bring up the Falun Gong issue while meeting with Chinese leaders. Many local residents and tourists from around the world saw the Falun Gong demonstration in front of Parliament Hill on Thursday. A visitor from Brazil stopped at the rally to show his support. He said he had seen Falun Gong activities in his home country. He signed the petition at the rally to condemn the brutal persecution. Canadian government official Anne Clark said she had seen peaceful protests by the Falun Gong group many times. She believes that the Canadian Prime Minister has the responsibility to bring up human rights issues with any country, including China, because protecting human rights is one of Canada's basic values.
London. Film exposing China's organ harvesting crimes invited to premiere in House of Commons. The movie The Bleeding Edge had its British premiere in the Speaker's staterooms of the Palace of Westminster in London on the evening of September 6, 2016, at the invitation of the Right Honourable John Bercow, MP, Member of Parliament, the Speaker of the House of Commons. The film is based on real events and facts collected during the ongoing investigation into the China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting crimes, mainly targeting imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. About 100 people attended the screening, including MPs from the House of Lords and the House of Commons and representatives of foreign embassies. The film's lead actress Anastasia Lin, director Leon Lee, and executive producer Jason Loftus spoke during the Q&A session after the screening. Anastasia Lin won Miss World Canada in 2015 and is an activist for human rights in China. Speaker of the House of Commons praises human rights efforts. MP Bercow spoke before the screening and commended Anastasia Lin's contribution to human rights. He said he admired her for speaking out against the repressive regime, though it would be easier and more comfortable to remain silent, as many in her position have, for fear it would affect their careers. Ethan Guttman pointed out during the Q&A session that the establishment of many organ transplantation centers in China coincided with the escalation of the persecution of Falun Gong. In an interview afterward, he said, "Many people have died. What concerns me most is when this crime will be stopped." Director Leon Lee said that the power of the film comes from its being based on true events, along with Anastasia Lin's excellent performance. The film won the 2016 Gabrielle Award for Best Drama. Lee also received the prestigious Peabody Award for his documentary Human Harvest on the same subject. Lee said the reason that the film The Bleeding Edge was made was to reach a wider audience with this important and urgent message. Anastasia Lin said after the film that she was encouraged upon seeing the speaker, MPs, and other viewers actively defend human rights and resolutely oppose the Chinese regime's live organ harvesting. She said, "From the role I played, I felt the very strong and real human courage and fear. I feel proud to have played this role and for the opportunity to experience such an unwavering belief."
Four Harbin residents subjected to forced blood draws after suing former Chinese dictator. Four Harbin residents were arrested and had their blood forcibly drawn in July 2015 after the local authorities learned of their lawsuits against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin. The four residents accused Jiang of initiating the persecution of Falun Gong that resulted in their past arrests and incarcerations. They mailed their criminal complaints against Jiang to the Supreme People's Procuratorate, only to have the highest judicial organ forward the documents back to Harbin authorities. Three of the residents were arrested on July 11, 2015. The three women were taken to Harbin No. 5 Hospital, where they were forced to undergo a medical examination without being given a reason for it. They all had their blood pressure taken, blood drawn, and urine tested. They also had an x-ray and ultrasound. They were later taken to Harbin No. 2 Detention Center, where they were each detained for 15 days. The fourth woman was arrested on July 22, 2015. She underwent the same medical examination as the three other practitioners and was also detained for 15 days at the same detention center. None of the practitioners was ever given results of their medical examination.
Romania. Residents from all walks of life support Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the Fall Harvest Festival in Gura Humăruleu, Romania. Local residents from all walks of life were very supportive of Falun Dafa and wanted to hear more about it. Many passers-by learned about the severe persecution in China, including organ harvesting, from living Falun Dafa practitioners. Some signed petitions calling to end this atrocity. One couple came with their young child and asked for more information, but the child was crying and wanted to leave. The mother explained to the child that she was doing something very important. They did not leave until they had signed the petitions organized by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. When a practitioner thanked a man for signing the petition, the man waved his hand and said, "You don't need to thank me. I'm a physician, and this is something I must do. I was especially disturbed by forced organ harvesting in China and hope to receive updates on that later on." One man asked a few questions about Falun Dafa and the suppression in China. After signing a petition to support practitioners, he said to the practitioner who answered his questions, "Do you know what kind of job I do?" The practitioner shook his head. The man said, "I am a police officer." Pointing to several people who came with him, he continued, "We are colleagues." Having experienced communism in the past, many Romanians are against the Communist Party. The signature drive started at noon and continued into the evening. Merchant Adlian, in a booth next to the practitioners, offered to lend his electricity and light so that more people could sign the petitions. The signature collection continued until late that night. One woman who saw the posters about the brutality said that she had not heard about the persecution in the past. She said, "China is a beautiful country with a long history. How could this happen over there?" A practitioner explained to her that although China has a long history of civilization, many of the traditional values have been destroyed by the Communist Party since it took power several decades ago. The woman understood and signed a petition calling to end the persecution.
Tianjin couple appears in court again. New lawyers defend their right to practice Falun Gong. The second hearing of the trial of a young couple in Tianjin was finally held on September 13, 2016, after months of repeated delays by the Dongli court. Mr. Zhou Zhaoyang and his wife, Ms. Li Shanshan, were charged with using a cult to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese Communist regime to frame and imprison Falun Gong practitioners. The couple was arrested on March 2, 2015, barely 2 years after they were reunited following a decade-long separation. Simply for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, Mr. Zhou was imprisoned for 9 years, and Ms. Li served more than 3 years in forced labor camps before the couple's reunion. The four lawyers representing the couple argued that no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong, and that their clients should never have been prosecuted for exercising their constitutional rights to freedom of belief. They demanded the couple's acquittal, but the judge ended the session after 7 hours without issuing a verdict. New hearing preceded by judge's violation of legal procedure. The couple first appeared in court on November 30, 2015. Ms. Li's lawyer wasn't able to make it that day, and Mr. Zhou's lawyer was repeatedly interrupted by Judge Zhang Yaling while trying to present his defense argument. Mr. Zhou wanted proper legal representation for both his wife and himself, so he decided to drop his lawyer in the middle of the hearing. By law, the presiding judge is required to halt the hearing, allow the defendants to hire new lawyers, and have a new hearing on a later date. Judge Zhang, however, proceeded with the hearing. The couple filed a complaint against the judge a month later, and the court agreed to grant them a second hearing. Judge Zhang, however, kept delaying the new court date, which, after several delays, took place on September 13th. The judge still presided over the second hearing. The trial was supposed to be open to the public, but only four family members were allowed inside the gallery. Many people, including folks from the couple's hometown in Hebei Province, came to show support. They were barred from attending the trial, however. Both Mr. Zhou and Ms. Li's mothers were impressed with the lawyer's defense and their daring to enter not guilty pleas. The two mothers presented flowers to the lawyers at the end of the hearing.
Australian car tour receives strong support. During the Australian Falun Dafa car tour, practitioners from Sydney have provided information about the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa in China, especially the state-sanctioned large-scale forced organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners in China to almost 60 towns in Australia. More than 200 towns are on the car tour route. Practitioners have received great support in every town they passed. Politicians attend rally. It happened to be Parliament sitting when the car tour arrived in Canberra on August 30, 2016. When Falun Gong practitioners held a rally in front of the Parliament House, Senator Janice Rice and Scott Ludlam attended the rally to show their support. They praised Falun Gong practitioners for their work and expressed their support for human rights in China. Falun Gong practitioners submitted more than 3,000 postcards with signatures from the public, calling for the Prime Minister to urge the Chinese government to stop the persecution. Senators are passing the postcards to the Prime Minister. Senator Lee Rhiannon from New South Wales sent a supportive letter to the rally. She wrote that U.S. House Resolution 343 had brought hope. She would like to see the Australian government formally condemn and help stop the organ harvesting in China. MP David Shoebridge in the NSW Parliament called for Prime Minister Turnbull to raise the human rights issue directly with the Chinese regime. Victoria State MPs Bernie Finn and Gerard Flood, treasurer of the Democratic Labour Party, praised Falun Gong practitioners' work at the rally in Melbourne on September 2nd. Mr. Flood encouraged practitioners to visit members of Parliament to tell them the facts about the persecution. News.com.au, a news website owned by News Corp Australia, interviewed several Falun Gong practitioners from the car tour and produced a series of reports which exposed the tortures, brainwashing, and organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. The reports were coupled with interview videos. Besides mainstream media, local newspapers, TV stations, and radio stations also reported the car tour as it passed through their cities. Support from local communities. Falun Gong practitioners in the tour visited many local governments and offices, hospitals, libraries, and churches. Many people offered to help with spreading the news. They helped practitioners contact governments and media and post information along the streets. One teacher in Goulburn asked for more than 20 postcards for colleagues and friends to sign.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.